Galnet News Digest, 6th of December, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Ramtar given a good kicking. Decoding Tianizla. The race to cure mods. The race to kick aliens. Ramtar given a good kicking. Engineer and charlatan Ramtar, who encouraged pilots to bring him vast quantities of data from the ancient alien ruins in the Snayuf sector, has complained bitterly after his research facilities were given a good kicking. Authority sources at Felice Dock in the Mean System dismissed the vandalism as opportunist, but Tar believes that he was targeted by someone trying to sabotage his research. Following the attack, he's moved to a more secure facility at Phoenix Base, whence he issued a peevish and paranoid statement in which he accused unnamed agencies of trying to prevent his research to allow them to exploit the ruins themselves. Of course, only one person has huge amounts of data from the site, and only one person has failed to deliver any results from that data. Decoding Tianizla. The pointy-headed, lab-coated biscuit munchers at Canon Interstellar have decoded another part of the message from the celebrated antique Cobra Mark III, Cor Meum et Animam, that was moved to the Tianizla orbital graveyard earlier this year. The Cobra is believed to have belonged to Rebecca Weston, an old-time explorer who's rumoured to have found the Formidine Rift, something borne out by the decoded message. It contains the name of a system, PRU-AESCS-HWS-B312, and coordinates on a planet. The system is known to have an unregistered beacon, and the planet has one of those mysterious crash-to-desktop exclusion zones. Three letters at the beginning of the message do not yet have any known meaning. They're the letters A, G, H. What could they mean? The race to cure mods. The Hutton Truckers have announced that they've prepared large quantities of the antidote for mods, and are preparing to distribute it to the affected systems over the weekend. Loading is scheduled for Thursday evening, and the couriers will set out to all the affected sites on Saturday. Because of the urgency of the outbreak, truckers will travel alone as fast as they can, and rewards will be made to the fastest delivery drivers. For the mug. The race to kick aliens. An ongoing event to contact alien life at the crash site in the Pleiades sector ABW-B24 has not yet had any noticeable effect. Nearly 30 participants have so far attempted to wake the alien using their SRVs, but the alien wreck remains inert. The fastest times so far recorded were by the Candy crew, who completed the 26-kilometre course in under 7 minutes. The slowest time is by one Commander Elias Thane, who completed the course in about an hour. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to.